Wayne Scherer. This is the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and today I'm going to look at something that's a pretty common problem once you get your business growing, and a problem experienced by entrepreneurs doing almost anything, but can be a particular problem to folks building a downline in network marketing or building or coaching of any kind, actually. But I'll talk to it from the perspective of you, a network marketer or multi-level marketer. It's something that can really just, you know, suck your time, suck the daylights out of you, if you want to put it that way. And I was just talking about it. I was just online with one of my downline members, and downline member Larry, and so we were just talking about that. It's what gave me the idea that it was worth talking about for, you know, a few minutes here on the podcast, because I had such difficulty with it, and I've always had difficulty with it, that I thought you might like to hear about it. So what am I talking about? What am I rambling about now? What is it so vital that's going to make a big difference for you and give you all the time in the world? Well, I'm not going to tell you it's going to give you all the time in the world, but it may very well give you back a hell of a lot of the time you keep losing as your downline grows. And that's your eagerness, and this is very common. Entrepreneurs like me like to help everybody, and the problem is, as your influence grows and you reach a bigger and bigger audience, and your downline grows and you're reaching more and more people, and you have to train them, trying to help everybody becomes very, very challenging. And in fact, it will take up your entire day, and you actually need to spend more time on marketing and less time on training. I don't mean that in the sense that you don't need to be training your downline. You do. But I mean in the sense that your downline grows and it's eating up more and more and more and more of your time trying to train them, because you're trying to handle so many different independent problems. And that's really, really difficult. In fact, it can eat you alive. Now, there's also the problem of, you know, you're helping people, but you also have people that in that process are pretty much demanding that you do all the work for them. It may be in a very polite and coy way, but in fact, they are in fact demanding you do that work for them. And it's crazy. It's selfish. And it's expecting things that really aren't possible. And so let's deal with some of these kind of concepts that are kind of blended together, but somewhat different. Number one, first and foremost, is just the time itself. How are you going to deal with that? I love getting on the phone whenever I have the time available to talk to the individuals that need help, that need direction, that need focusing. But that time has to be limited, because it can get drawn out to extremely long periods of time. So your trick is how do you get them focused? How do you get members of your downline focused when you're talking to them? Now, I found that one of the things I used to do is that didn't work, and you probably have this happen. People start, somebody starts talking with you when you're coaching them or working with them in your downline, and they say something and you want to answer everything right away, and you want to have an answer for everything they say. And what this ends up doing is, when you try to do that as it comes up, you start going off on a lot of tangents. So I found a simple way to fix this was a way I actually always used in the Navy. It's kind of like having a meeting without knowing it's kind of like having a department head meeting without them knowing you're having a department head meeting. You have into, you know, when when I was a commanding officer, I'd had to get my key department heads together and find out what's going on. And so I would just simply let them talk. And I just write things down and go from one to the next to the next. Because when I first started trying to have meetings with them where they said something, I tried to talk about it, they said it, well, that would just start going on and on and on and on and on. So if you let them talk and say their whole spiel, you can find out the key points that really need to be addressed. And you may actually find you're addressing all of the other things as you focus in on those key things, okay? So it's not that the other things aren't important. They are, but they probably can be addressed by getting narrowed down to the real problem that you're trying to talk about. So you get to that the quickest by simply letting them talk. You know, basically, hello, how are you doing? What are you having the most difficulty with today? Let's see what we can do, and then let the other person talk. Let your downline person just talk. And if they just talk, they're going to tell you a whole lot of stuff. So hopefully you're writing it down or you have a very good memory to focus in on the key things. And once they get to that first major break, not just a short, you know, tenth of a second, but you get to that first major break and they're actually coming up for air. I don't mean that in a bad way, but but, you know, some people can talk a lot longer than others, and some will go on for a long, long time. And you may actually get to a point with some folks that you actually have to stop them, but listen for a significant amount of time. And if you get to a point where you heard some major problems, but now they're just talking and you're not really hearing any other major problems, then maybe you do want to interrupt them and stop them. And then narrow in. Okay, I heard you say you had a big problem with this and a big problem with that. Am I right? Did I hear you correct? Yes. Okay. So let's get narrowed in on that. And so what are you doing specifically with these things? You could ask them or something along that line and let them talk about that. Now you've directed the conversation specifically to that. And when they go off track, feel you at that point, take them back. That's way off on a different subject there, Lucy. Let's bring it back. We were talking about what specifically was happening with this and what we could do about it. So let's see if we can't solve that first, okay? And, you know, keep them back in, and that will actually shorten your time that you spend doing things. Once you get those major points isolated and some direction on them, then you may find you have actually more time available to talk about whatever else they want to talk about, okay? And that's a good thing, because then, I mean, it's always good amongst the coaching that there is some friendly chit chat. I don't mean chit chat in a negative way. I know I say things like that a lot, and people take them the wrong way, but I mean that in a very good way. I think friendly chit chat is a good thing. Okay, okay, okay. You people that are so sensitive, I'm very direct, and I like to say things in the shortest way I can think of. And friendly chit chat is a very short way to say things, so that's just the way it comes out. But it's good because you can do a little relating in that, and you want to do that in your conversation, so you maintain that connection, and it's not only about the business. Because if the only thing you'll talk to anybody about is your business, then it's likely you're not going to maintain that connection. All right, so some of that chit chat needs to be there. It's important. Socializing anywhere, it's important, right? Now, let's take a look at another aspect that's similar to this. It has to do with people taking your time and sucking you dry, but it's actually in a more dangerous way, so to speak. All right, as you build your downline, you want people to contact you. You want them to be in contact with you, because the people who will actually talk to you are going to be your best team members, the most active ones, the ones that work the hardest to make things work And they will actually be the producers, okay? And you want those people because you want as many people as possible to be trying to contact you because they're important. Because they're going to make money and you're going to make money, right? In network marketing, you make money two ways, selling products and building a downline. And you can make, in good companies, you can make just as much money either way. Or pretty close to the same. But for passive income, long-term passive income, the downline is the most important. For short-term, high-volume income, product is the most important in general, okay? There's probably times when that's not true. But let's get back to where we were, right? I was just doing some of my chit-chat, went off in the line. There's lots of people that are going to try to suck you dry up front, and they're going to want you to run their business for you. That used to happen a lot in the Navy. You get JOs, you know, as I became a department head, and then an XO, executive officer, and then a commanding officer, and then the head of operations of entire aircraft carrier. You could find a lot of people that start asking you questions, and you quickly determine that they haven't actually tried anything on their own. They're trying to get you, even though you gave them lots of resources, they haven't used any of the resources, and they're trying to get you literally to do it for them, okay? To tell them how to do everything without them trying to do anything on their own. Those kind of people will suck you dry, and they will not be productive for you because they won't do any step until you tell them how to do it. So there's nothing wrong with telling people what to do, okay? You're giving them a plan, giving them a checklist. Start here, do this, do this, do this. And I mean the do this in terms of your next major step, your next major step, your next major step. But in between that, there's a whole lot of little things that need to be done, and you probably gave them a lot of reference material to make it happen, but they're just blowing all that off. And they keep asking you, okay, you want me to do this, but how do I do that? And you're thinking like, well, like online now, you have tons of training that, you know, I give my downline people lots of training material. Sometimes it's too much, so I have to make sure that the downline stays focused on particular training. It doesn't try to do it all at once. But the key is finding out if they've done the training, okay? If they watched the video, okay? So how do you do that without being sneakily lied to? You know, and I don't mean that in a terribly mean way, but it is mean of your downline member to tell you they did something when they didn't do it. So there's ways to ask questions so you know this, okay? You know whether they're doing it. You just say, okay, which of the training have you done? You don't say, have you done, training video one on Facebook marketing? You don't say that. Say, which training video have you done and which one is giving you the most problem? And when you ask it that way, 98% of the time, they're not going to lie and tell you, They did a certain training video and they had a problem with it because they don't even know what the videos are. So they're going to say, well, I haven't actually done it. And that's where the conversation ends, okay? So it goes pretty much over to, okay, well, you haven't done the training yet and it's hard for me to explain to you anything without or help you without you having at least looked at it. So when you've completed, videos 1, 2, and 3, let me know. And let me know if there's any problems, and then we'll deal with those specifically. How's that sound? Okay? So that buys you back a whole bunch of time and gets you back so you can go do your marketing and all those things. See, it's problematic when people want you to do their business for them. And when they ask you to do training in that way, they are not taking ownership of their business. If they are going to be an entrepreneur, if you are going to be an entrepreneur, you have to have ownership of your business. That means you have to have your fingers in it. You have to be doing the training. You have to be taking action in it. And when you have a problem with the actual action, that's when you should be talking to your upline coach and finding out what it is you're misunderstanding and what you're doing wrong at that point. And that's what you should be expecting from your downline members when you're working with them, okay? If you handle them in that way, then you won't be running their business for them, because you have to run your business. And your business takes a lot of time. Your business takes marketing. Your business takes training. Your business takes lots of effort by you to run. And part of your business is training your downline. There's no doubt about that. The issue is, are you training them or are you doing it for them? And that's where you have to make sure you draw the line. I hate saying no. Don't tell anybody. Well, I guess I just told them. But I actually do hate saying no, and I've had to practice this. It's like everything. Everything you're not good at, you have to actually practice it. And practicing saying no is distasteful to people who always say yes. But always saying yes actually got me in trouble in the Navy. It made me a target for the detailers, okay? I would accept assignments at places where nobody else would go. Now, I would justify that. I would make little rationalizations in my head because I didn't want to fight with them. It was those anxieties of mine taking over and figuring, well, I know that I can excel anywhere I go, so I'll accept this assignment. And the problem is those clowns actually market in your record that this guy says yes to anything and he always takes the hard stuff. And so you're a target. And they always come after you with that stuff. And that's what happens to you if you say yes to everything in your downline, in your training, particularly the ones that want you, that are basically asking you to run their business for them. You can't do it, okay? You just simply can't do it. So don't try to do it. Learn how to say no. Practice saying no. It's so important that you practice saying no. And you know, if you're like me, you hate it. And every time you have to do it, you have to struggle to do it. But it's absolutely necessary to own your business and to make your downline own their business. Make them understand it is their business, that you are there to help at the rough spots, but you are not there to do it for them. Okay? Now, that's also one of the reasons I do what I do. One of the things, I don't try to put people in one downline, force them into one downline or force them into another. In fact, because I have two products, I can actually find what's best for them in particular. If you're on my 7-minute workout team, waynesherrod.com/go/fit, that's how you sign up for that. That is mainly for the person who doesn't have much time to do learning and wants to have a business get started literally on its own. Now, it will start making money and start profiting literally on its own because it's all done for you up front. But like anything that's done on it, well, unlike anything that's done on it, anything else you see out there done for you, this actually includes the traffic and high-quality leads, which is the big thing missing from all other done-for-yous. This actually delivers you customers. But there's a plateau, right? There's only so many customers you can get that way because it's being distributed amongst a network of people using the same source, okay? So to expand your business, you do have to learn how to do some marketing. You do have to learn how to do those other skills, but you have time. You don't feel the pressure because at least your business is slowly building profitably on its own on the 7-minute workout, and you have time to dedicate to learning while it's building. It's literally building on its own. And then there's the pure leverage. I love that because it's the tools you need for that. So, in fact, my 7-minute workout team usually becomes part of my peer leverage team, because if you're online doing business, you need these tools. And as I talked in an earlier session, they cost $561 bought separately, but only $25 on the peer leverage. So I have a way to offer them that, and it has lots of training. You never need to buy another training program again if you're in my downline. You only do that if you want to, but you don't need to. You don't have to. There's no reason to. But the point is those, I like those things because the training is all there, and I can hold the downline accountable to having done the training. Plus, I give them other training where I know there's rough spots, that I've made extra training to cover those spots. So that's how I keep the time free and still can work with people personally, but not have to do it up for hours on ends. That's very important. So I hope that you will join me if you haven't decided how to build your business, or if you want to build another passive income stream, then the place for you to start, if you don't want to do anything, is the 7-minute workout, wayneshearer.com/go/fit. That is going to work for you. And it keeps you healthy. It's the best. It is literally the best and easiest fitness routine ever. Has the best charting of diet, without that I can eat the food that I like anyhow. And so I absolutely love that. But that's kind of off subject. But that, I guess I tell you because it's part of my life. These things are part of my life. I live them. I use them. I breathe them. So it's I think it's important to get as many people building their business doing these things as well, for the sake of your future and the sake of your legacy, to make you to make it so you actually have something you can pass down. It's so important. But training, the what makes it happen is training your downline, learning how to say no, learning how to keep them on track, and learning how not to have them take up all of your time. You absolutely do not want them taking up all of your time, because you will not be able to grow your business. So that's not meant to be mean to anybody. It's just meant to be factual. That's me, you know, the factual guy, always blurting out the facts, making people mad. Okay, but that's it. If you have any ideas that you would like to have talked about on the Wayne Scherer Show, being your destiny, then please send me an email at support at WayneScherer.com. support@WayneScherer.com. Okay? I welcome your ideas. I got the idea from this show came from Larry, just talking to him, and I want to hear them from you. I'll give you credit for the idea, and because you deserve the credit, you came up with it, and so we'll talk about it. We'll make it happen. Your ideas are great ideas, and they expand my thinking, and I love to expand my thinking to boundless areas. All right, thanks again. This is international speaker, author, entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and that's the Wayne Scherer Show for today. Go on being your destiny.